Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? Like or no like?
I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, let's at least start out on many high notes, because why not? The team that deserves it.
Lima likes.
Is their record really 31-4?
Yeah, 31-4.
They're really good at basketball.
Yeah. 31-4.
Yeah.
Like, that is not only obviously historically good, and they've got a historically big showdown coming up Wednesday night against the Thunder, who are also amazing and on a tear. I think they've won 10 in a row.
I saw the Thunder last week.
Not impressed.
No,
flew down there.
I'm not scared.
No,
I'm scared of the Thunder.
Why would the Cavs be afraid of anybody, including Boston, at this point? This is unbelievable. Even the biggest of wine and gold homers could not have foreseen. Hey, run it back. We'll be 31-4 next year.
No,
this is remarkable, and I do wonder. And we're gonna have these discussions as we drift away from the 3-14 season that was. Is this team going to start getting the recognition?
I would hope so. I had another question.
They really aren't.
I had a couple of tweets. I was away from social media, so I got back on social media like yesterday morning. And I had a couple of tweets like, hey, we got to stay the course here. No trades. Or I'm like, who's talking about trades? Was anybody in our time slot during this morning while we were out?
I haven't heard
saying that there needed to be trades.
Obviously, in the off season,
there were
rumors, and then there's always going to be, hey, LeBron might not be happy in LA. There's always going to be that, but nothing makes sense. I mean, nothing really makes sense. Especially Darius Garland was involved in a lot of these moving around to try to upgrade and get wings. Well, Darius Garland looks like a top five point guard in the NBA this year. Again last night, 4-7 from three-point range. He had 25 points. I know it's the Hornets, but it doesn't matter. They're beating the good teams. They're beating the bad teams. They have now won 10 straight games by 10 or more points. They've won 13 of the last 14 by 10. They aren't just beating teams. They are trouncing teams.
If any of you guys going to call about LeBron not being happy in L.A., I will laugh you off the radio. I'm done with that conversation. We're done.
Well,
good for him. I'm glad he's having a successful end of his career or whatever.
Friday's Jimmy Butler is not happy and will never. He lost his smile.
And now he's going to get traded.
He ain't never going to be happy. He ain't going to be happy. No. I got a very good, happy team here. I want to add sadness to it?
There does become a time where, and I thought Jimmy Butler would obviously be an upgrade at wing over whatever the Cavs have right now. But the reality is, when you're 31-4, there are records that are so... I know it's regular season, and for some people, it's never going to be enough until you get to the playoffs. But when you get to this kind of record, you're not touching that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are consolidation trades, but we'll get to that. But this is just remarkable, and the Cavs have earned it. And we are going to obviously be talking a lot about the Cavs, especially before that showdown on Wednesday night. But there was a lot of bad...
I'm a no lie.
A lot of bad NFL yesterday. I know it's the last week of the season always kind of feels this way, but I felt like there were so few games that had stakes yesterday, and I'll even go on to week 17 too. I thought the week earlier. I think this has been really, really bad. I mean, to me, it was highlighted yesterday. The broadcasters were all like, we don't really want to talk about these games, so let's talk about guys getting 1,000 yards. Let's talk about guys getting thresholds and contract incentives. And I'm like, do fans care about that stuff? Do fans really care about the, maybe for their favorite player?
Like, Mike Evans has been a Tampa Bay Buccaneers entire career. I think that fans care about him.
That was a good story because it's so many years, but it's seven. I mean, we're talking 17 games. We had 28 guys get 1,000 yards last year, wide receiver.
I could really say something really nasty if I wanted to, but I don't want to. About Mike Evans and his career.
I texted it to you. Say it.
From Johnny Manziel to Baker Mayfield, he's done a very good job of making guys better than what they really are. Petty.
It is petty. People aren't going to like that.
He's a good quarterback. He ain't going to beat any of them other guys, but he's a good quarterback.
Right, I want to.
Mike Evans is an underrated wide receiver, though.
Lima no lights.
So in college football, everybody has been in agreement. We need to tweak the format. You shouldn't get automatic this. You shouldn't get home field advantage just by doing this. Like, they want to tinker with the whole thing, okay? Mm-hmm. And I get that. And in fact, I support that. Then why in the NFL are we cool with, like, Tampa Bay getting a home game again? Tampa Bay went 9-8 last year and 9-8 this year. They last year got to host, and they won, so give them credit, but they got to host Philadelphia, who had gone 11-6. Now they're hosting Washington, who went 12-5.
Them's the rules.
Why are we not all in agreement then? If we're in agreement in college football that, hey, we have this new thing, we should try to get it right off the bat, aren't we just admitting that the NFL is wrong in the way they do it?
More than likely, yeah, but you know, you have to have some incentive for winning a division.
Do you
think that hurts? Yes, I do.
Yeah, you get a playoff spot.
But I also believe that it helps sell. It's one of the few places where winning a division actually matters. Like, people don't even know that there's divisions in the NBA anymore, I think. I think in Major League Baseball, winning a division matters. Winning a division matters in some fashion.
Yeah, I don't think
in the NFL does. I don't think it matters what it used to matter, but it matters.
I don't think you need divisions at all in the NBA at this point.
But no.
In the NFL, the divisions, because you play teams twice, we have talked about it a lot on this show. I think there is a balance, right? I think beating three other teams does not mean you've achieved anything. And to get a home game like Tampa Bay gets again, when you have Washington 1-12, get three more games. Come on, and Washington will be favored in that game, right? I don't have the spreads in front of me. Mitch, maybe look into it.
It is Tampa 3.5 right now.
I'm taking Washington. I'm absolutely taking Washington.
Wow. Really?
They got the better quarterback.
I mean, I know I just made it like a kind of a backhanded joke about Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield. Not about Mike Evans, but Baker Mayfield. I think I'm going to take Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay win that game.
By the way, it could have been Minnesota. The way that this is, these NFC teams were, you know, with their records, 13-3, and they got to go on the road?
Yeah.
Minnesota has to go on the road now?
14-3 right now.
Why are we okay with this format? We've got other fish to fry.
We do, apparently.
This is no good.
Lyman no life.
Mike Hall going down with that injury.
That sucks.
Like, I was sitting there thinking, I think even the announcers were like, well, at least this is something to look forward to next year. Mike Hall. And then he goes down with what we don't know officially what the injury is. But in week 18, the absolute last thing.
Air casting cart's not good in week 18.
Never a good thing. And think about it now. The good players that I think Andrew Berry, if you look, all right, what are the hits and what are the misses? The hits were DeJuan Jones.
Yep.
Injury. Again, two straight years, season-ending injury. JOK. We're looking for second and third opinions to see if he can ever play football again. And now Mike Hall. Like, this is it's just a rough year for Mike Hall all the way around. So that is really, really tough for an embattled GM that we started the show with thinking probably the evidence is there. You could move on if you wanted. This was really sad over the weekend. And I know that there were rumors about this a few years ago. Kenny Rota had the report, the Bostonian, rest in peace, one of the treasured Cleveland sports talk callers, hated by everybody, but respected by certain screeners of the phone. Mitch, did you ever get a chance to screen a call from the Bostonian?
Quite a few times here at a couple stations around the city, yeah.
No kidding.
Been at it a long time. Owen?
I was just hung up on him.
I had a buddy in college who was his neighbor. No.
No kidding.
Yeah. Talk to him all the time.
Sometimes we never know when we take a phone call. What, Todd and Ward 1? We may never hear from Todd again. No fanfare.
Todd, we do not want anything to happen.
I don't want anything bad to happen to Todd.
It's rough on the roads right now.
Please make it back.
And he said he got there safe.
I know there's no post-game shows for a while, but please call back in.
And one final note.
Lyman likes.
Folks, he had his arm raised in victory.
Oh, my God. You didn't need to do
this. Over the weekend.
You didn't need to do this.
Yeah.
You didn't need to do this.
Folks, a Carmen has conquered the competition.
Finally. I think 69 degrees.
Was this Axel?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, what was the weight class?
60.
I showed my wife.
You sure it wasn't?
I think 69 degrees.
No.
My wife was ecstatic for your kid,
really?
Kenny. She said, I didn't even know he wrestled. I said, well, they keep him active in everything. He does everything.
He is, he wanted to wrestle. I don't push him into any of this stuff.
He needs to get used to it. He's going to be wrestling with his father's demons for years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, 100%. I'd never pushed him into this. You know, I I lean on him to try baseball and the football mm-hmm. and things. I want him to be active. But wrestle, I was like, I never wrestled. I never had
this
the pills.
This was his
or,
idea, right?
Yeah.
It makes it feel a little better when they come to you and go, hey, I want to try something. And then they have some success.
Yeah. It makes it even better because I know nothing about it.
Even better.
And I say nothing to his coaches because I don't know anything about it. Hopefully I'm the perfect parent to them because I'm just like, thank you very much for practice today. I hope he had a good time. We'll see you tomorrow. Like, it's those things. But, yeah, he had a great time, and I'm glad he won. I missed his first win for Browns Radio, and then I got to see this win, and it was excellent.
It was an awesome photo.
You didn't need to say that. Thank you very much. It was a nice thing.
That's it for Lima Lake.
When are you sending me that video?
I sent you the video.
Yeah, Olin wants to break it down.
I don't want Olin to break it down. I don't want him to tell me bad news. That's all.